Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, just me and Del now the rest of the way. Lance has left the building. So if you want to get in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. The sister of Naomi Osaka, if you haven't been here, her name is Mari Osaka. And this is confirmed with her Naomi Osaka's team that this Reddit post is indeed from her older sister, Mari Osaka. It's a Reddit post. I don't know why Lance was so upset by that.
No, because Reddit isn't. If you are speaking about your sister, going to the internet and Reddit, where everyone can comment on it.
Well, can't everybody comment on a Twitter?
Sure, but I'll put it to you this way: if one of your family members had insight about you, would you want them going to this forum where anyone and everyone can talk about it? It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Well, isn't it? But that's not any different than Twitter. Everybody can talk about it.
Yeah, but that's a weird thing to do too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not that just Reddit is it's not MySpace.
No.
Where weirdos are.
Reddit is where weirdos are. It's just a weird avenue to talk about your sister's mental health on.
Well, is it a platform that a lot of people can get to?
Yeah, but you don't have any moderation. It could be any person at any time talking about things that seem to be important to you, and why would you expose something of your sister's life to that forum?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. For whatever reason.
That's probably why he had an issue with it.
Well, yeah. Maybe she didn't know where to take it because she's Japanese. I don't know.
I don't think. Look, it seems dumb. Like, why would you go on a message board to talk about yourself? It's pretty much what I'm saying.
Well, she says this. It's a little hard for me to see all these different opinions from everyone and not being able to share Naomi's side even just a little bit. She says she's not very good at explaining. She wants to focus solely on her matches. This is when she said she wouldn't. This happened. Naomi's sister published this or posted it when Naomi was being admonished by the French Open for not doing interviews. This is before she withdrew. She was still in the tournament at the time. She says, Naomi mentioned to me before the tournament that a family member had come up to her and remarked that she's bad at clay. At every press conference, she's told she has a bad record on clay. When she lost in Rome, she was not okay mentally. Her confidence was completely shattered, and I think that everyone's remarks and opinions have gotten to her head, and she herself believed that she was bad on clay. This isn't true, and she knows that. In order to do well and have a shot at winning Roland Garros, she will have to believe that she can. That's the first step any athlete needs to do, believe in themselves. So, I don't believe this is a mental health issue now. If this is true, and we have to believe that she and her sister, since she talked to her before the tournament, that it's not a sister that's trying to make headlines. It's not a sister that is trying to hurt her sister. It appears that they are somewhat close since they talked right before the tournament, right? It appears that she's a confidant because she told her about a family member that said that she's bad on clay. It doesn't appear that her sister is trying to get to her in any way, shape, or form. What she's saying is that she's lost confidence and that she – now Naomi has claimed that she has mental health issues. She's depressed and that she has high anxiety when talking to the media. This is completely different. This is she doesn't want to hear from anyone because she's going to be reminded that she's bad on clay. That's not anxiety. That is a confidence problem. And she wants to stay positive, so she doesn't want to talk to the media because of that. My point being, and again, anybody who tries to hide behind an excuse of racism or mental health or some kind of physical disability that you don't have, it totally hurts the cause. If this is the case, she's hurting the mental health cause. This isn't a case of mental health. It's a case of I don't want to hear you telling me that I'm not good on clay, and I'm it's hurting my confidence. That to me is more of being soft as opposed to fighting and saying, "Watch me." She's saying, "I don't want to hear from you anymore. I don't want to hear it."
When Chuck Knoblauch couldn't throw the first base, was that mental health or a lack of confidence?
Lack of confidence.
Well, everything I'm looking at is called a psychological issue. Now, I don't know how that's determined as a mental health issue, but that was a guy who for years was it's just a throw to first base, and all of a sudden he couldn't do it anymore. So, and certainly some of it was a lack of confidence because after the first couple of times it happened, he couldn't get over it. But every time it's been being discussed, it's psychological.
It's something different than this, though. This is it's not like you have one thing that is it's a mental block. This is I've lost on clay and because my record isn't good on clay, you're telling me that I'm not good. That's a mental health issue because I've lost on clay against opponents that maybe I shouldn't have lost to.
I can't diagnose it from afar. But if it's something that is debilitating for whatever reason, whether you want to call it softness or not getting over it, it potentially has become a mental health issue.
Well, anxiety before you meet the media, absolutely. Depression, absolutely. But not being able to face someone telling you about your record on clay is certainly not, and I'm not a mental, although my daughter is, she's a mental.
Well, did you ask her about this? She would be able to answer this.
We should get Steffi on to find out.
Yeah, because we are not the people who should be telling anyone what mental health is and what it isn't. I would actually like to hear from someone who has an experience of it and can being told that you're not good at something lead to anxiety and a lack of confidence, and can that be defined as a mental health issue? Because mental health issue is so broad. What does it actually mean specifically
that I don't
to
have
one
confidence
person?
In myself? Is that what we're calling mental health now?
I don't know what the lack of confidence has led to.
That's what her sister is claiming.
That is what
she said. It's a lack of confidence.
Yeah, but what is that? Did it lead to anxiety? Did it lead to depression? These lack of confidence can multiply into other things. And so I don't know. I don't know anything about Naomi Osaka. So it's very hard for me to tell anyone what it is that she's suffering from or not suffering from.
Well, and again, so her solution was to block everything out, no talking to people who are going to put doubt in her mind. She's protecting her mind, hence why it's called mental health. I think you're taking it a step. To me, that's a whole different story than I have too much anxiety to meet the media, that I am depressed. That's a whole different deal. Whole different deal to me.
Well, what does it feel like for her before she meets the media? If it's anxiety ridden because she's afraid of what she's going to be asked and what she has to deal with? I mean, we can talk about how it seems like something you just get over, but it's clear that it's enough for her to back out of a major.
Well, right.
So this is a woman who became the number one player in the world. You wouldn't associate that with being soft. So how bad is it for her that she can't even talk to the press? Like, she became the best player at her sport. So what is this that has prevented her?
If it is that anxiety, then yes, absolutely. But when you're told that you're not good at something and that's why you're blocking it out, those are two different things.
It's very hard for me to call her. I mean, we've got a tweet sounds more weak-minded than mental health related. It's very hard for me to suggest that a person who became the best player at what she does is weak-minded. So what is this?
Oh, well, there have been plenty of people who are really good at what they do, and they're weak-minded.
Well, that's your definition of weak-minded. We could figure out what it actually is that their issue is. Weak-minded is something that people who don't
Kevin Durant is great.
He's sensitive, but if you go out and watch him play,
he can't take any criticism on Twitter.
Well,
he takes it,
he fires back. I knew that was going to be the example because I thought about it earlier. I wouldn't even call Kevin Durant weak minded. I think he's sensitive, but it doesn't affect the way he plays. You don't ever see Kevin Durant going, well, this guy really yelled at me, so
well,
now I'm going to go for 15.
Well, we don't know if it's affected Naomi Osaka's play either.
Look, this is what I'm saying. I can't speak to what it is that is going on because I'm a dumb radio guy. So for me to diagnose her from afar seems silly. That's why I said an actual mental health professional would be better suited to talk about this.
I will call Steffi and see if we can't get her on the show tomorrow.
And she can tell us what all of this actually is, and is it just as simple as she's not confident, or is it can be a real thing?
She's tough. My daughter's tough. I think she'll be. I'm not sure I'm pretty sure which way she'll go on this one.
As a doctor, would she be one to say, I'm not going to be able to diagnose someone from afar?
No. She can tell you. Well, I mean, she's not going to. Yeah, I mean, but she can certainly evaluate it from afar. Let's get LD in here. Hey, LD, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Let me turn this down. So I'm okay. I turned my other radio down. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the show, man. Been listening for a long time.
Appreciate it, man.
But, John, I've been wanting to call in. I didn't want to call in on this right here because, hey, man, I love you, man. But this right here, you're wrong. I got to tell you, you're wrong. I have dealt with this depression and anxiety all my life. It has taken me from drugs to alcohol to prison and out. And it's hard, man. It's hard. And it does not take that much to push you over to the edge. You know, I mean, and with someone telling her, that lady, that she can't play on clay, that affects her psyche. You know, and it affects people's psyche in different ways. Some people, it downs them, and some people, it ups them. What I mean by that is sometimes somebody tell you can't do something, it's a challenge. But then sometimes somebody tell you can't do something, and you fixate on it. And you let that beat inside and make, you know, make your mind what it can't be. But I'm just telling you, man, it's a lot of phases of that, you know, and it's different. It's a lot different. Okay? Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you for the perspective. That may well be the case. So I guess you can't have, I don't know. Maybe Naomi Osaka can't have any interaction with any people that are going to bring up anything negative.
Well, maybe the clay thing is something that wears on her. I mean, I'm sure, look, I'm not a tennis person, but I'm sure she's heard things about her game in the past, and it hasn't become this worldwide issue that it is now. Maybe the clay thing is a trigger because she hasn't particularly played well on clay. I think her best finish is third round in the French Open. So it's not something where she's dominated when you compare to what she does on other surfaces. So maybe it's the clay thing is a thing for her. It is something that bothers her. And when you hear someone reference it, particularly in your own family, it started a spiral. Like I said, I'm the dopey radio guy from afar. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We'll see. I'll talk to Steffi about it. And you know what? That's a great perspective. If you are depressed, and maybe that does put her over the top. Like not what her sister said though.
Like we have someone close to us, relatively. I'm not going to mention the name, who was an athlete who spoke to her mental health issues, but you know it will be something you would never have known about from a cursory glance, because she seemed so upbeat and positive. But she said, "No, this is something I've been dealing with for years." And as a person who interacted with her when she was here for hours at a time, I wouldn't have known anything. But I've had a conversation with her about it, and it's not so simple as this thing that beats on you and beats on you, and then it flips. It could be something very simple that triggers a spiral. Well, not maybe a spiral's too strong, but triggers a downward trend for her. So if it's clay for Naomi Osaka and lack of confidence, who am I to say that ain't a real thing?
Yeah. It's 1016 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-2776. 3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Someone 3780-3776.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Are the Lakers done?
AD has to come back. I mean, and we saw Chris Paul leave the game early again, so we'll see where his status is. But
they still put, you know, yeah, led by 30.
They were up by 30 at 33 at the time, and yeah, and the game was over late, about 4 minutes ago in the third when Chris Paul got hurt. I would like to say they're done. I just got to know, is their second best player going to be on the floor? And if Chris Paul misses the game, I guess the question would be, can LeBron beat the Suns if AD and Chris Paul aren't healthy? Like, if neither one is really effective, can LeBron do enough? Yeah, I see that. I see that as possible, but not the way the Lakers supporting cast played yesterday.
Boy, it was bad. Yeah. That's just bad. I mean, everything was off. Everything was off.
And Devin Booker was really good early and kind of staked them to a lead, and they can just kind of massage it to the end. I wouldn't say they're done. I just hope they are.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to watch. Like, the Nuggets got a big one last night. They could have very possibly been going back to Portland for game six, down 3-2. But I am interested to see what LeBron has in the tank, because yesterday was very much like, if people, I don't know if people remember it, because Kobe kind of washed it away when he won his two titles. When Kobe didn't want to shoot the ball in that game seven, yeah, in Phoenix, because he wanted to tell everyone, hey, you better get me some help. If you think it's bad when I'm just shooting all the shots, just look when I don't shoot, see what happens. And they got beat in the game seven. LeBron didn't particularly quit, but he was passive. And then he left the game early when there was a blowout.
Yeah, but it was over.
That's what I'm saying. But earlier, he was very passive. He didn't play very well. I am interested if he has enough in the tank if AD doesn't play. Because everyone likes to lean into, is LeBron, is it starting to go to the downturn coming? Can he still do what he did in the past? And he had a really good year when he was on the floor. This would speak to it if he doesn't have enough.
What does it mean? I mean, what are we going to hear if he don't, if they don't even get past the Suns in the first round?
Blame the bubble and the shortest offseason in NBA history. That's what Heat fans are comforting themselves with. Look at all the bubble teams. Celtics, injuries out. Heat had injuries all year, swept. If the Lakers lose, that's another team who is deep in the playoffs, in the bubble, out. And the Nuggets are hanging on by a thread with all their injuries. If they get knocked out in the first round, you're just pointing to, hey, the bubble, and we were injured. It's an easy out.
Look at it.
Look at the four teams. Look how they've responded since playing
they
deep
just
into the
good
year.
Enough, that's all.
Oh, the Lakers weren't good enough.
Or they
beat up and hurt and had a short offseason.
Yeah, they had a short offseason, but listen, this whole season, for anybody that is injury prone, forget the short offseason. Playing every other day is this schedule was about as brutal as it could get. So if you're injury prone, you ain't making it through this deal.
LeBron only playing 45 games. Well, Anthony Davis is always hurt. But LeBron only playing 45 games?
Yeah.
Look, the evidence is there. If you look at the teams who played deep in the postseason, they had really tough years. And then you throw in multiple players on teams having COVID. I mean, if you're looking for an excuse, you just point to, hey, we were playing into August. And these are the results of the constricted schedule and not having any off time. That's how you excuse everything. That's how, in your mind, at least.
I ain't buying any excuses. Just not good enough. You're just not good enough.
Well, they're not good enough.
Well, whoever wins this title, it was a it was all about being able to handle about as much adversity as you could. This is probably the toughest NBA season we've
seen. The Nets won the title. It's going to piss off a lot of people.
Well, and they didn't even have to, and but the guys didn't even play together.
That is what I'm saying. The adversity was, James was injured, Kyrie took time off, KD injured. People, if the Nets win, a team that has no time playing together, doesn't even have a playoff failure, because that's the NBA thing. You got to fail first.
The thing is, they didn't finish seventh. They didn't play together, and yet they still had the second best record in their league.
James carried them when he played, and then you also had Kevin Durant. It was weird because James didn't play a lot of games, but he was there enough when the other two weren't there to kind of.
And then keep, the other two came back.
Yeah, when
he wasn't
James
there.
Wasn't there, they always had at least they in the games where none of them were playing. You can predict it. They got their ass kicked in those games, but they always had at least a guy, and it was enough for most nights.
Plus, they picked up like seven all-stars along the way.
They even had a guy retire because of an issue.
Yeah.
Like LaMarcus Aldridge, like, oh, wait a minute. I can't play, actually.
That's all. I'm done. Thing.
If the Nets win, it'll kind of throw in the face of all those things that people believe about how NBA titles are won, even beyond the whole Big Three stuff. It's like, don't you have to be together? Don't you have to build those calluses from disappointments?
Nope.
Even the Heat lost in the finals
nope.
the first time. And the answer would be no, not if the Nets win. And those three unlikable dudes winning a title together.
Unlikable?
They're unlikable.
Dream Shake would argue, oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
The number
what he
one
says.
Selling shoes?
Understood.
The biggest stars in the league? The biggest selling jerseys? Really?
Understood.
The most unlikable.
Look, I told you they have the vibe of teenagers who think they're better than you because they're smarter because you're the old people, and those are the people buying their stuff. But for the rest of us, you know, the people who are in this bubble who do this for a living or talk about it on Twitter, or they're not that likable.
No.
No.
No. Well, not for...
Like, but if you're a kid...
You're like an old man, so you don't like them.
Definitely. I'm a hermit, really. But for kids, they like them. And you know who buys... Well, someone buys it for them. But you know who wears the signature shoes and jerseys besides fanboys? Kids. And their games are what people like, or what kids like, at least.
Yeah.
So I understand why they're popular that way.
It'll be terrible if they win it all.
Told you, look, you're a prime example of
life.
That. It wouldn't ruin your life. You'll just go play poker the next day.
At golf? What happened to golf? Why can't I play golf? It'll be nice.
It's hurricane weather. It might be raining. I don't know.
It's been hurricane weather every day here.
And we entered hurricane season yesterday. And
yesterday started hurricane season?
June 1st, hurricane season started, yeah.
As if we haven't had enough rain, now we got hurricanes too.
I didn't want to limit you to golf because your transition when there's bad weather is to go play poker.
I'd really like to get like 3 months where we don't have a catastrophe in the city of Houston.
Well, what world do you live in that you think that's possible?
Oh my gosh. Can we please go 3 months without some kind of weather catastrophe?
Well, you might be predicting the next one. When was the freeze? February?
Yeah.
February, March, April, May.
Here we go.
April, May. So June. Can we make it through June?
Here comes something.
Well, let's see if we make it through June. It seems unlikely. What's forming in the Gulf, John? Let's take a look.
28 after on ESPN 97.5. News, weather, and sports on the 10s right here. Don't you go anywhere.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Del, where does Pulp Fiction rank on your list of movies?
I can't say that I've seen it all the way through more than once. Like, I've seen parts of it, but I didn't, when it came out, what was I, in my preteens or something? So it wasn't like I could watch it all the time. And I don't go back and watch older movies.
Not
really.
Listen,
no.
Anytime it's on, I have to stop and watch it. That's a stop and watch movie for me. It's one of my favorite movies ever. That Snatch, the way you go back and forth.
Yeah,
The way that Guy Ritchie and Tarantino do movies.
I wasn't even 10 years old when it came out, so I've seen it, parts of it on TNT or TBS, whatever, whoever had it, but I don't think I've seen it all the way through, really.
Tarantino had a list of actors that he first considered the roles of. Tarantino's rough cast for Pulp Fiction, instead of Travolta, he wanted Michael Madsen. That was his first choice.
Well, Michael Madsen's been in a number of his movies. Yeah. He was in the Kill Bill stuff.
Yep. And the Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, so he's one of his guys.
He was good dancing around with the light. Lawrence Fishburne and not Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
For Jules. Among other names for Vincent, which was John Travolta's role, Alec Baldwin, Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Andy Garcia, Denzel Washington. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy was also considered for Jules.
Okay.
For Mia Wallace, who was played by Uma Thurman, Marissa Tomei, Phoebe Cates, Patricia Arquette, Robin Wright.
That was when Phoebe Cates still wanted to act? Was she still even interested in acting at that time?
I don't think she was she?
Like, that's 94. I thought she was in the middle of, you know, beginning that family life that she wanted.
For Butch, who was played by Bruce Willis, Matt Dillon, Sean Penn, Nick Cage, Johnny Depp. They could all played it.
Nick Cage was still, you know, actually a good actor at the time. He's kind of that's kind of dissipated. Yeah, I could have seen it with all of those guys.
Yeah. And then Pumpkin, who Tim Roth played. Johnny Depp was his first choice.
Did he have anybody for Harvey Keitel's role?
Honey Bunny, Harvey Keitel's role.
Was he the wolf? Is that what his title?
Yeah. Let's see. Other roles. Let's see. Jules, Marcellus Wallace. He had Bing Rhames first, and then Samuel L. Jackson. The wolf, Harvey Keitel, was first.
Okay.
And then.
So he got his guy.
Other possibilities, Warren Beatty, Al Pacino, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito. Nah, I can't see Danny DeVito.
Not I, no.
That was his first choice, though, was him.
That's why he got his guy.
Yeah. And Lance, Eric Stoltz's role, John Cusack, was his first choice.
Okay.
He would have been fine.
Yeah.
Stoltz was great, though.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies. Taika Waititi.
Yeah, he's doing stuff in Australia right now.
He's
the director of the most recent Thor, the one that was really popular, Thor Ragnarok.
Love and Thunder now?
He was the guy, the imaginary Hitler in Jojo Rabbit, directed that as well. And now he got into a little... Are you talking about the thing where he was kissing his co-star and then also kissing Rita Ora at the same time?
Yeah, they got a threesome going. They're on some kind of a porch. And he's kissing on Tessa Thompson, and Rita Ora joins in.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson was in Thor Ragnarok. She's in the Marvel Universe, so she's in the movie. Rita Ora seems like she was just down there hanging out, and he was making out with both of them. Imagine that. Taika Waititi, like, Lance will know him because I think he was doing What We Do in the Shadows. That's where Lance, I think, first saw him, and he brings him up quite a bit, at least that movie, quite a bit. Imagine that. Married for quite a bit, not a long time, since 2011, becomes Hollywood famous, and all of a sudden that marriage is gone. Interesting. How did that happen?
How in the heck did that happen?
You mean you? I don't want to say you have access, but you have access to different things, and now you are with these talented, beautiful women all the time, and now you're not married anymore?
Huh.
Odd.
That is odd.
It's an odd transition.
I like Taika Waititi, though.
Well, so his wife did too at one point.
At one point, not anymore. No. I don't imagine.
No.
So Taika Waititi is having a good time.
If you didn't see it, I was like, huh, look at that guy. He's got
Tessa. Apparently Marvel is none too pleased with him.
Yeah, look, as much as you like to call them cartoons, and sure, there are a lot of grown men like myself who like them, it's still a Disney-run company now. They're like, hey, could you not? Not a threesome? Real threesome, because there's no, we don't see the sex. But could you not be making out with one woman who is in your movie and then have another pop star be the other woman you're making out with? Hey, we're trying to promote something, a more wholesome image, and we got you doing things. I don't hate it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't, but I know why Marvel and Disney might have a problem with it.
Is Rita Ora, is she doing a song for the movie?
Well, we will see how interlinked they are if we find out she's got a song on the soundtrack.
They look pretty interlinked to me here.
We will see if this helps Rita Ora's career, if all of a sudden she's got a big song on the soundtrack.
Right? Well, you would imagine there's a reason that she's there.
Well, maybe she just likes him, John. Maybe this is not something about furthering her career. But we'll see. We'll see what the deal is.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Thor Ragnarok?
No. The Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi was great in it.
That movie is interesting. You listen to some people talk about that movie. Some people are like, hey, can we not have a funny Hitler? There are some people like, hey, look, I get it. It's a comedy. But, hey, the funny Hitler thing, not a huge fan. I get it. I'm with you. I enjoyed that movie. But I can get why some people are like, yeah,
let's not make Hitler
a likable figure. And can you stop talking about Jewish people having horns and yeah, all the stuff? Yeah. And eating babies.
But I think
it was satire. It was ridiculous. Yeah. All that stuff. But people are like, hey, I'm going to need the hateful, no one likes Hitler. Now, hey, I don't want to leave the movie thinking Hitler. Pretty entertaining.
Hey, you know what? That Hitler guy is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's art. What can you say?
Yeah, I could certainly see where that would be unattractive to people.
Yeah.
Anything we missed from today? For those of you that missed it a little bit earlier, we talked about Rex Burkhead solidifying the backfield now.
You've got 14 former Patriots on the roster currently, and then obviously we know about the front office, but Rex Burkhead will now compete with Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, and David Johnson.
Look, yeah.
Those, as jokes aside, how can I push the jokes aside? It's four legitimate names. Not that they're any good anymore. It's not star studded, but as far as like name recognition,
yeah, but
it's the over the hill gang.
All well past their prime.
It's the over the hill gang, but they're all guys with name recognition. They're not going to keep all four, will they?
Well, Lindsay's not.
Yeah, he's not. He's only Lindsay's like 27, right? Yeah. He would be the guy you would hope just takes that job.
Yeah, but he's hitting his second contract now, which is, this is about the time where he's going to start his downhill surge.
It's one of the reasons why the Broncos didn't want him.
Right.
They went younger. And, well, they also they're still paying Melvin Gordon, so that's the other thing, too. But he's only 26. He'll turn 27 this month. But I would hope, being the younger option, he's the guy who they feature. Not that it'll mean much. I mean, I don't expect him to go for 1,300 yards and get a big deal next offseason. But I would prefer the 27-year-old to get the carries. I don't need to watch Rex Burkhead, Mark Ingram, and David Johnson get carries this year.
No, Philip Lindsay needs the carries. There's no question. Although,
because he would have a future here, even if it's not for a lot of money, you can still do some stuff with the 27-year-old running back. All these other guys are like, why are we still committing future money to them? Why is Rex Burkhead deals a 1-year deal, right?
Oh, well, we would hope so.
No, he's a former Patriot. He may be a good locker room guy.
Maybe they get him 4 years.
Rex Burkhead hasn't had a 4-year deal since he was a rookie. No one signed him. I can't imagine he's been signed to more than 1-year deal since his rookie deal ended. But we'll see. We'll see how it works. Yeah, 1 year. His last deal was a 1-year, $3 million deal with New England. That's kind of what he is.
Yeah. Rio put this out. Houston, hottest Houston food trend. Gourmet cupcake, utero over rice, Nashville chicken sandwich, and a boba tea joint. I had a Nashville chicken sandwich last night, though.
From where?
It's Mesa's Grill, or it's right off Post Oak. I think is it Mesa's Grill? Anyway, it was, I'm feeling it today, I can tell you that.
Wait, in the regions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it is. It was. Now it's. It was good. It wasn't. There was no sauce, so it was in the chicken.
Okay.
But it's just Nashville hot chicken, Nashville chicken sandwich. That just wants to burn right your face. That's all it wants to do.
Yeah, it burns your face, and then it'll cause your problems when it's done digesting.
Yes. That's what it does. Yeah. That's what it do.
It's a multi-day experience, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Particularly if you eat it later in the day.
Yes, yes. I had it for dinner last night.
Well, now you've got...
And now I'm like...
Unfortunately for you, there's not enough time to deal with it during this show.
No.
There are no breaks, or at least not long enough.
No, I took one earlier when Lance was doing a commercial.
Yeah, you did come back a little later than
normal.
Yes,
I came back a little bit later than
that one. And the phrasing, really. I took one?
Well, I took a break. I dropped a break.
Mm.
Yep. I dropped a three.
All right. Let's go.
It's 10:42. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You can't call in because we got News of the Weird coming your way right now. West Virginia, Del, apparently... They want people to get vaccinated. So what they're doing is they're giving away guns, trucks, and lots of cash in order to entice people to get vaccinated. We're going to do this program from June 20th until August 4th. We're going to start with the giveaways on Father's Day. You could win something that would be phenomenal. Del, would you like to win a gun? Because you're vaccinated.
We are such children. Like, I'm not even just strictly talking about America. This isn't a whole ugly American thing. I'm just talking about human beings. If you have any inkling of getting vaccinated, you need to be pushed by guns and money to go get vaccinated.
Well, if I'd have known that I could get prizes instead of just doing
this. This is what you do for kids to make them do stuff.
I know. But if I'd have known, do you think I would have gotten vaccinated without getting any prize?
Would you have flown to West Virginia?
Probably.
How much cash are they offering?
The giveaway also include cash. How much cash are they giving away? I don't see that. A $1 million prize. First drawing for a $1 million prize.
Oh, so you get into a lot.
On Father's Day.
Who?
Other prizes include... two new custom outfitted trucks, 25 weekend getaways to state parks, 5 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses, 5 custom hunting rifles, and 5 custom hunting shotguns.
And the state of West Virginia is sponsoring this?
Yeah.
So it's going so poorly there that this is what they have to offer?
That's right.
Look, yes. That's why you guys will never be relevant in the Big 12, West Virginia, because of stuff like this.
Yeah. So,
sorry. That's why you're like 7th best in the Big 12. Continuously. Get it together.
Apparently, police in Spain have arrested a Bangladeshi woman in her 30s for allegedly cutting off her boss's unit with a knife.
Is that a criminal offense?
Yes, it's a criminal offense. It's assault, isn't it?
Says you.
Unless she was defending herself against an attempted rape.
So Bangladesh is one of those countries where they actually allow women to defend themselves? Because we've heard other places where this happens.
Well, they were in Spain.
Okay, it's in Spain.
No. Because,
all right, that makes more sense. I don't know the laws of Bangladesh, but we've heard some places where a woman was assaulted. And yeah, you this is your fault too.
Well, yeah. No, there's no question about that. The sliced man was rushed to the hospital for an emergency operation to reattach it. Do you think that it's... something that you would like.
What are you suggesting?
I don't know what.
How are you going to frame this question for me?
Do you want it to be reattached if you should happen to have it sliced off?
I would hope I'm never in a position where a woman feels the need to do that to me. That's the first thing. But if it let's say an awful accident happened. I don't know how this occurs. a mechanical accident happens, yes, I'd love to have it reattached.
All right.
Yes, all right. So that's an answer to the question. Yeah. Sure. I'd love to keep it.
Will it be fully functional? That's a question.
Seems unlikely. Modern medicine, but who knows?
So, first day of Pride Month was yesterday?
I believe so. You've seen a lot of social media accounts with the rainbow stuff.
Yeah.
And the headlines.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Tuesday that would bar transgender female athletes from playing on girls and women's sports teams.
Look, Ron DeSantis, we know that guy. He's going to lean. Hey, is today the start of Pride Month?
Watch this.
Time for me to sign this bill.
Watch this.
Potential next president of the United States, if you haven't heard.
Wow. Wow. That dude is. He's
not going to be a unifier, I don't think.
But the Brooklyn Nets are.
Is Kyrie old enough to run for president? I don't think so. You got to be what? 30?
Kyrie is.
But none of them are old enough. You got to be 35, right?
Right. You got to be 35 to be president. An elderly woman in Spain who lived alone for 2 decades, apparently she died of COVID and then was eaten by her cats.
Well, I think dogs would do this too. They'll eat you too at some point. But
if you don't feed them, guess what?
Yeah, but cats, I feel like are looking for. If you fall asleep too long, they'll try to eat you. Yeah, dogs at least wait for you to die.
Yeah,
I never trust a cat.
And you know what? They'll at least be hungry. Cats will just eat you for no reason.
They'll eat you out of spite.
Yeah,
you can leave food out for them and like, oh, this stupid human. Let's nibble on them.
A Danish journalist. Apparently, she's made the news. She had sex during her interview for a segment on the Swingers Club. So she was actually playing. I mean, during the interview, she had sex and was all over the radio.
Okay.
Now, we could play. There's moaning going on, but I just don't want to do that. Do you think that you want to do that ever on the radio?
Have sex and have it be heard on the radio?
And keep the mics on.
I mean, we could do it during the break. It won't take that long. Our breaks aren't very long. The question is, do you think you could have sex and finish before our breaks are done? Our minute and a half at most breaks?
I think that would be awfully difficult to do. No, but this was during her segment.
I know.
She actually wanted, it was part of her show.
Understood. It's not, the joke is, because our segments go 10 to 12 minutes. I mean, mm-hmm. depending on who you are, that might be enough time with your partner, and your partner might have said, okay, that's fine. But do you think you could go from start to finish and be done in a minute and a half? And be like, hey. And with our breaks, can you finish?
Do you think Rick Pitino can?
I know he can. He would be done before the bumpers is done.
And OnlyFans model, Rocio Pino, a.k.a. La Grosera, is running for office in Mexico. And she's offering free breast implants to anyone who wants them if she's elected.
How much money does she have?
Well, she's using taxpayer money.
Look, we have campaign fund laws here. Like, didn't our former president allegedly use campaign funds to try to pay off someone during Spygate? This is to another level. If you vote, I'm going to buy your vote with breast implants.
Mm-hmm. She is.
How much per vote? Like, can I go to a great doctor or would it be a cheap one?
Oh, it might be. We pick it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure
looking for that.
I ain't looking for that either. All right. A clerk convinced a Michigan man to buy a lottery ticket. Paid off $300,000. How much would you give the clerk?
For convincing me?
Yeah, he convinced the guy, hey, you need to buy a ticket.
And I got $300,000 out of it?
I stopped to pick up a few things, went by the lottery counter while I was there. As I was standing there, the clerk suggested I play the mystery prize cash word game. I told her I don't play often. I wasn't too sure about what the type of ticket. She told me they were pretty simple to play and been lucky lately. So I bought two. The first one turned out to be a $300,000 winner. How much would you give the clerk?
That clerk would never see me again.
You're not tipping?
Tipping what?
Yeah, it was because of her that you won the lottery.
Yeah, and to avoid the awkwardness of not giving you any money or even saying thank you, I would just never go to that place again.
You're not even going to cash it there?
No. I don't want her to know who I am and I won. Don't they get money if you cash it at their
place? Yes, they do.
If they sell it, right? If they sell the winning ticket. So she wouldn't know anyway.
Well, she would know, yeah.
But that would make it even more awkward when I'm not paying her anything, so I'm never going there again. And it's going to suck because it's probably one of my favorite stores.
But you can't go back. Just give her a couple thou.
It's very weird because
give her a couple thou.
It's weird because she didn't give me any money. All she did was convince me to buy.
You wouldn't have that $300 if it wasn't for her.
That's true, but I made the decision. So I just wouldn't go.
Look,
sorry. I tip people.
I ain't selling you a lottery
ticket. I tip people at the pizza place, even when it's just a carry out. I tip everywhere. Her. So you changed my mind. What is that worth?
300 large?
Yeah, I would. Look, if she's not comfortable with simply a thank you, I can't go back there. It's awkward. It's weird.
She's not happy with it. Here comes that cheap ass Dell.
Yeah, I don't want her thinking about me that way. We had a nice rapport. I talked to her long enough that she convinced me to buy a ticket. You think I want to go back and have it be awkward? I'm not giving her anything. And every time I go there, she can look at me like, is this today? Is this the day? I'd be like, nah, sorry, I didn't cash it yet. Sorry, I didn't get the money yet. It takes a while. Sorry. No, I have to lie all the time.
You got the money.
I have to lie.
You got your new car out there.
I don't want to lie to her.
Dad, you're the worst. Give her a couple large.
Nah, she was probably.
She could go buy a purse.
She was probably really. She's not windy. Why does everyone have to buy a purse?
10:56. We're done. Charlie Pelillo's next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, bud.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.